Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 20th, 2019. Today is Wednesday in the second week of Lent. This is a reading from the fifth chapter of John. After the second sign in Cana, there was a festival of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now in Jerusalem, by the sheep gate, there is a pool called in Hebrew Bethsaida, which has five porticos. In these lay many invalids, blind, lame, and paralyzed. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been there a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, and while I am making my way, someone else steps down ahead of me." Jesus said to him, "Stand up, take your mat, and walk." At once the man was made well, and he took up his mat and began to walk. Now that day was a Sabbath. I love a good Bible story. And maybe it's because I grew up in a church where Bible stories were just simply part of the Sunday school and they were part of the sermon. And I grew up with preachers who could tell a Bible story and it would, the way they would tell it would make the story come alive. It was almost like the preachers knew the characters that they were talking about in the story. And I'll be honest, I don't know how many times I've heard sermons in the church that I grew up in on this passage about the man at the side of the pool of Bethesda, which is how it's spelled in the King James Version. We don't know much about the man. We know, according to the Gospel of John, he'd been there for 38 years. Can you imagine that? The pool that he was beside was a pool that was purported to have some healing properties. So for 38 years, someone had taken this man to the side of this pool, and for 38 years, someone had collected him at the close of the day. Imagine that. Imagine going to the healing pool day in and day out and not receiving the healing that you were there to receive. And Jesus walks by. Now, we don't know how many other people who were there that Jesus made well, and we've already talked about this healing ministry of Jesus, that the healing ministry of Jesus is indicative of salvation, of making people whole. We don't know how many other people were healed. What we have is this interaction between Jesus and the man who's lame. And it's a great story, isn't it? Jesus looks at the guy and says, "Do you want to be made well?" And notice how the guy answers. He doesn't say yes or no. He simply launches into all the reasons why he hasn't been healed. And Jesus says to him, "Take up your mat and walk." Well, I think the question that Jesus asks the man is an interesting question for us to ponder. What are the places in our lives that need healing, that need wholeness? What are the places where we are blind to suffering or deaf to hearing about needs? What are the places in our lives that have held us paralyzed, pinned to the mat, if you will? The question is, do we want to be made well? Or is it easier in some ways to constantly talk about how we are in need of healing as opposed to claiming and asking and receiving the wholeness of God's salvation. Obviously, I'm speaking metaphorically here. What are the places in our lives where we're resisting Jesus' presence to make us well? It's an interesting question to ponder. But then, when Jesus decides to heal the man, he doesn't wait for a request from the man to be healed. He simply does it. Like one old-time preacher I heard, when probably one of the first times I heard a sermon on this passage of Scripture, he says, one minute the guy has got his back on his bed, and another minute he's got his bed on his back, made whole in Jesus. We're 2 weeks into Lent. What are the places in our lives where, instead of receiving Jesus' healing and wholeness, we are holding on to our ailments? I can't forgive. I can't let go. I can't look to the future. I'm paralyzed by what has happened to me. Everyone else is receiving something that I'm not. Maybe it's time for us to entertain our own agency. How are we resisting Christ's wholeness in our lives? Do we want to be made well? Jesus says to us, go ahead, take up your bed, walk. Let us pray. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word, Jesus Christ your Son, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen.